This podcast was recorded using Uber Conference by Dialpad.
Hello, this is Don Witt with the Channel Daily News from Telecom Reseller. We are speaking today with Patrick Elliott. He is the VP of Marketing with Rev.io. Patrick, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Don. Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing very well myself and disappointed in the postponement of Channel Partners, but being a podcast, we're doing this remotely and I appreciate your being able to accommodate at the same time.
Of course. Well, certainly we had hoped that this would have been a live podcast indeed out in Las Vegas, but totally understand the tough position that our friends at Channel Partners were facing with this decision that they made. And just on our end, our thoughts are with everyone who's dealing with this situation across the country and across the world. And hopefully we can get through it and get back to, if you will, normal business pretty shortly here.
I agree. Prior to our getting started in the our conversation, maybe you can give everybody a little bit of an overview of Rev.io for those that are not aware of what your company is and what they do.
Certainly. Well, Rev.io is a SaaS-based billing and back-office software platform that serves providers in the communications, data, mobility, IoT, and managed service provider industries. So a pretty diversified group of potential clients for our service. We view ourselves ultimately as a billing as a service partner, focused on helping clients that manage sophisticated subscription and recurring billing models with our full quote-to-cash offering. And that offering really is a true platform. It encompasses for our clients high-velocity usage rating, a robust customer management system, strong business intelligence through our reporting engine, integrations with external platforms through our API, and incorporation of payments processing all within a single system.
That's pretty comprehensive.
Indeed, yes. Yeah, we've definitely designed the system to really support clients that are running a true platform business on their end with a platform that allows them to have really a single source of truth for all those areas that I mentioned. And I would say, too, a couple other things just about our company itself. We're really guided by our mission, which is to help clients grow revenue efficiently. And we've had a lot of success over nearly 18 years in the marketplace, helping many of our clients who run into problems as they're growing business, as their businesses are growing, managing that fast revenue growth with inefficient legacy billing systems and or processes. And today we have over 150 clients. We've grown to over 70 employees, which is nearly double the number we had 2 years ago. We were based in Atlanta, Georgia. And one other thing I'd share is really our conscious focus on our culture. We abide by what we call our ACTOP values. These are six values that guide everything that we do as a company. And the values are really a daily part of our language as a company. We believe they're a major separator, in fact, for us versus similar fast-growing software companies in terms of the kind of a working culture that we've created here. And we're very open with clients and prospects about the fact that we hold ourselves very strongly to these values. And if clients do get into a partnership with Rev.io, they can expect that we will abide by those values in terms of the way we interact with them. And we honestly think it has been a factor in terms of how we've been able to really carve out a strong reputation in the marketplace as well.
Being a billing service, you literally are one of the ways that an industry can, or you could actually see what is changing in an industry, because before a company goes to market with a new product, they need to make sure that it's billed for. So what do you see as some of the new trends that may be evolving in the channel?
Well, I don't think that I would speak in any kind of a fashion that's not understood when I say that technology is driving changes across every industry, and communications is definitely no exception to that. The way I really think about that question is just taking a step back and thinking of the grand scheme of things. It really hasn't been that long a period of time. If you think about how we've moved from communications companies offering traditional telephony, then maybe to phone plus internet, then to VoIP, then to cloud communications. That's obviously an oversimplification of the waves of change that we've seen. But the point I make is that the companies that have emerged in particular eras and focused on one piece of the communications puzzle have had to rethink their strategies because it's really consolidated into true platforms. And we've seen a lot of great companies that have been able to do that. we see terms like unified communications, UCaaS, CPaaS. That is reflective of that trend as companies try to move from becoming single source offerings, or try to become, I should say, single source offerings to B2B customers, that they themselves are demanding simple, streamlined communications and technology from a single vendor so they can focus on their core business. The billing is a huge piece of this, as well as really the customer management and the data management. And we think they've created a great opportunity for Rev.io because end customers, again, those wide variety of diversified businesses buying these services, you know, they may buy a platform of services across all kinds of voice and data communications, but they want to have very simple information about their services, what they are being charged, and what they owe without really that hassle of combing through multiple bills that are calculated in different ways. So, I mean, to your point, setting the product up, billing it, and creating a very kind of simple, easy to understand information exchange for end users of these products is really critical for the industry. It's something we think about a lot in terms of how we've designed this product.
You may have covered this a little bit already, but with everything that's going on, it's really a digital transformation. And how does that actually impact the service providers?
It's a great question. It's, again, something that we're seeing a lot of as we have conversations with MSPs about what their kind of challenges they're seeing. So think about the traditional managed service provider model. It was to be the external party offering services like managed IT to the end customer. So if you're a business owner, you're having some sort of an IT issue with one of your systems, the tech support engineer from the MSP would help you either on premises or remotely and would support your workforce in a way that got the thing fixed, got the job done, and ultimately limited overhead for your business. But really over the last few years, the emergence of cloud-based services have really taken a big bite out of that traditional model. Some of the best MSPs have been able to pivot quickly to offer and manage portfolios of full technology solutions, which combine the traditional support element with a chance to grow subscription-based revenue in areas like mobile, voice, SD-WAN, IoT, the list goes on. But unfortunately, a lot of these providers are really struggling to efficiently navigate the pivot to more value-added services that are managed and billed on a subscription basis. And there are really two key reasons that I'll highlight that we hear a lot as we talk to these MSPs. Firstly, there's a significantly higher amount of data from many more sources that needs to be managed, rated, and billed within this new kind of a service model. And many providers struggle with this, partially because they are working on older systems for billing and customer management, and they often rely on human inputs that are naturally prone to errors. And this really opens them up, as you can imagine, to risks like revenue leakage and ultimately a poor end customer experience as well. Secondly, it's important to point out that selling mobility services really opens up MSPs to an entirely new tax compliance regime that they wouldn't have had to deal with if they were just focused on the old pure service model. The calculations of telecom and communications tax liability are quite complex. And if service providers are nationwide, they may need to literally comply with hundreds of individual tax rates based on particularly geography blend that they have. Now, in many cases, when MSPs realize this burden as they're thinking about making the change to the evolved model, it becomes a barrier to entry for a lot of them and really prevents them from entering this part of the marketplace and from fulfilling their end customers' desire to deal with a single technology vendor. So again, it's managing the data and how you bill on that and then calculating the tax and the compliance. Those are the two big things that we've really heard a lot of as we've engaged this marketplace over the last couple of years.
So how have customer demands and expectations helped make and drive some of the changes?
Yeah, well, I think firstly, baseline communications technologies that all of us rely on have become a critical part of our daily lives and business. And I don't think there's really a better time that can illustrate that than the current situation with COVID-19 that we're facing right now. Understanding how important these technologies are because so many workers potentially are looking at long stints working remotely. So I think I speak for a lot of users of business technology when I say that I often don't think about the technology itself and how it works. I just click into an instance with the expectation that it is, of course, going to work, that it's going to have a simple user interface, and it's going to fit seamlessly with my business workflows. this is obviously not simple stuff behind the scenes. So I don't want to minimize the incredibly insightful technology that goes beyond it or behind it, but it should of course appear to be simple for the end user. And MSPs really need to be cognizant of this as they choose which technologies they are going to offer and support when they're selling to end customers. Secondly, the emergence of the platform as really the dominant engine of business is a critical factor here too, I'd say. So I'm in marketing. Let's talk about my situation. I'm in marketing, so my team and I spend a lot of time in Salesforce. It acts as a customer management resource, of course, a data analytics tool, and is also an enabler of go-to-market tactics in its integration with the sister marketing's automation software, Pardot, that is also part of now the Salesforce.com umbrella. Now, in other parts of a business, other types of platform software are going to be used daily, of course. Now, MSPs should think about their portfolios in terms of the best of breed and functionality across different parts of a business, and they shouldn't lose sight of the breadth of usability for their customers. And if I may, I should just mention, you know, Rev.io, we take this idea of a platform very seriously ourselves. We designed this product to serve not just as a billing system, but really as a robust customer and business intelligence engine. In fact, we use Rev.io ourselves on a daily basis for our own business. One example is the fact that we have dozens of standard reports on our own Rev.io business on our own platform. And we use this to help our financial planning, our strategic analysis, our workflow planning. I mean, this is the kind of experience that we're seeking to create for our own clients. And again, we really encourage MSPs to be thinking about how are they creating that sort of platform experience across the whole gamut of technologies that they might offer to end customers.
It really seems that a lot of what you provide are tools and services that are now available, potentially new services to the MSPs to help them continue their growth.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. I mean, I think the best way to look at that is the fact that, again, because our system is not purpose-built, and what I mean by that is we did not design it when we got into this marketplace almost 18 years ago to be able to only serve one type of communications platform. You know, our first customer was a small regional telecom provider, but the insight of Ross Overstreet, our CTO and founder, and of the really talented team that supported him over many years now, the system is applicable to a lot of different types of offering within the marketplace. And the managed service environment is just one example of that. If we had really been a little more narrow in terms of how we designed the system and how we focused it, it would probably be a little bit harder for us to be able to serve the MSP community. But fortunately, as this new model has emerged over the last several years, you know, there's a great opportunity, we think, to employ Rev.io billing and customer management, billing as a service for these clients as they're navigating this new model.
Patrick, where can our listeners find out a little bit more? Because one of the things that I've learned having co-founded a phone company is that you really need to stay current with the technology that you're utilizing. And if you have a billing system that you've installed and it's been there for 5, 6, 7, 10 years, you really do need to think about moving to a different platform because of all of the new capabilities and literally the new technology that this thing was developed on makes a big difference in not only the experience for the end customer, but it's the experience for the internal employee that's working with the billing systems, et cetera. And so they should really think about it. And I'm sure that there's going to be some of them out there that are going to be looking to do that. Where can they find out some more information?
Absolutely, Don. Well, we have the distinct advantage, of course, by having the same name for our company, our product, and the URL for our website. So listeners can go to rev.io to learn more about our company. Also get the chance there to request a demo from our sales team if necessary. You can also reach us at info@rev.io.
Excellent. This is Don Witt with the Channel Daily News from Telecom Reseller. We are speaking today with Patrick Elliott. He is the VP of Marketing with Rev.io. And Patrick, it's good talking to you. I am impressed with the product and technology that you're offering. And if our listeners out there need to check it out, because you need to stay current, otherwise you're going to be left in the dust.
Couldn't have said it better myself, Don. Thanks very much for this opportunity today.